And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 20th of May, 2007. It was on this day in the year 325, the first Ecumenical Council of Nicaea was called to order. The result was the establishment of the core beliefs of the Christian Church. After the crucifixion of Jesus, Christianity was more or less a branch of Judaism. Then, after the Roman army destroyed Jerusalem, Christians were scattered throughout the empire. Christianity lost its strong ties to Judaism. By 100 AD, there were fewer than 10,000 Christians in the world, most of them around Rome, where they were persecuted by Roman officials as a dangerous cult, persecution which helped them to gain new converts. And by the 2nd century AD, the number of Christians had grown to more than 200,000, by the end of the 3rd century to about 6 million. But there was still a great diversity of religious beliefs among them. Some of them believed that Jesus was not divine. Some believed that Jesus was a supernatural being created by God, but not really God himself. And then there were the Gnostics, who believed that the God of the Old Testament was an evil God and that Jesus had come to save humanity from that God. There were many Gospels other than Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There was a Gospel of Thomas, a Gospel of Mary Magdalene, a Gospel of Judas. And then the Emperor Constantine, who made Christianity the official religion of Rome, decided that Christians needed to agree on what they believed. And so on this day, in 325, he called together more than 250 bishops to debate what Christians' belief should be. And the result was the Nicene Creed, which said that Jesus was the Son of God, of one being with God, who became a man, as a man had suffered, died, and was buried to rise again in fulfillment of the Scriptures. Within 50 years of the Council of Nicaea, more than half of the citizens of the Roman Empire, about 34 million people, had converted to Christianity. It's the birthday of Honoré de Balzac, born in Tours, France, 1799, who devoted most of his life to writing a massive series of stories and novels entitled La Comédie Humaine, The Human Comedy. Balzac, who said, "All happiness depends on courage and work. I have had many periods of wretchedness, but with energy and above all with illusions, I pulled through them all." And it's the birthday of the philosopher John Stuart Mill, Pentonville, London, 1806, who wrote in his tract On Liberty, "The despotism of custom is everywhere the standing hindrance to human advancement." In his book Utilitarianism, he argued that the aim of all actions should be the greatest good for the greatest number of people. And arguing for freedom of speech, John Stuart Mill said, "If all mankind minus one were of one opinion, and only one person were of the contrary opinion, mankind would be no more justified in silencing that one person than if he had the power, would be justified in silencing mankind." Here's a poem for today by Alice N. Persons, entitled Mud Season. After a brutal Maine winter, the world dissolves in weak sunshine and water. Mud sucks at your shoes. It's impossible to keep the floors or the dogs clean. Peeling layers of clothes like onion skins, you emerge pale, root-like, a little dazed by brighter light. You haven't looked at your legs in months and discover an alarming new geography of veins and flaws. Last year you scoffed at people who got spray tanned, but it's starting to appeal. Your only consolation is the company of others who haven't been to Nevis or Boca Raton, a pale army of fellow radishes, round onions, long underground tubers. Mud Season by Alice N. Persons, from Never Say Never, published by Moonpie Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.